Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about millionaire, how to stay on top. You got there. Times 80. What do you do to stay on top? Do you do anything? Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Heather asks, I'm just starting out and I'm trying to learn the ropes and what it takes to be successful in this business. I need some advice. I want to test out a county in each state at one time to see what type of sales and feedback I receive. Have you ever tried this, and do you think this would be a good idea? Or am I shooting myself in the foot by trying to do too many at one time?
Heather, I love your attitude. I love testing stuff before you're actually really jumping with both feet. I think that I can tell you, I can tell by the way this is what our producer did, that you're not a member in our group. And most of the intelligent questions that we get are from people who are already members, and this is incredibly intelligent, and so I appreciate it. I would test, I'm going to give you a couple ways I test counties, because I do test counties, and it's not something we talk about often enough. And just the fact that you're asking, hey, can I just test this out a little bit just to see, is fantastic, and I want you to be as creative as you can about it. Here's a couple of things you can do really quickly to test pricing on a counties, and it doesn't cost a dollar. Go on post a Craigslist posting and say that you have a couple of pieces of property for sale in an XYZ area. You can do this, like you could post 10 of these things, maybe 100 if you want.
Okay.
If you're in an environment like California, a real urban environment, you know, there's like 20 little Craigslists all over the place. And so you can do it and price it and see what kind of feedback you get. If you're gonna do rental houses, I was famous for this back in the day, posting a fake ad or an ad that said, I have a house that I have for XYZ, and you know, and then you see how many responses you get.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you see you get nothing, then maybe your price too high or whatever, and it's just it that way. It doesn't cost anything. That's one way I test counties and pricing. But I will say something about this. This works. Sending blind offers that are undervalued works in every single county in this country. Why? Because we have all the data. The variable is using the data correctly for one simple thing: pricing. I think yesterday or 2 days ago we had a question about what do you do in a market where it's a seller's market, where, you know, every house listing becomes an auction. Well, you get creative, just like you are here. You make sure it's a cash offer or anything, whatever, like that. But it will work no matter what you do. If you price it correctly, it will work. For houses you may have to send out 2,500 units. In a very rare situation, you might have to send out 5,000, but you're still making 10, 20 grand on each house.
Mm-hmm.
So I love your idea. And I love, if you're buying land, and it sounds like you are, sending mailers out to every single county is only going to strengthen and diversify what you're doing. It's not going to hurt you. Concentrating in one area is like driving for dollars and all that. That's a pile of malarkey. I think it was a great thing to do in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
When you didn't have the data that's available in computers and all that. But now you really can plan, test, and attack.
I appreciate, you know what, Heather is probably the first person that I've ever heard come forward that's not trying to do their county or the next county over, where they feel the need to drive there and touch it and feel it and see it. Heather's really thinking outside the box and not concerned about that at all. And I'm so happy that she's getting it. Because that's it. You got to see all these are assets. These are lines on a spreadsheet. It really is. And
that's all it is.
And if you can see it like that, you can do this and you'll be successful.
You're buying an APN, assessor's parcel number.
Right.
You're not buying a piece of property. That's
you're not
how
buying because of the hill and the sunset over here.
Right.
Now your end user is, that's what they're buying.
Right.
And that's what you're getting out of it, because you're going to make it gorgeous. But when you're picking up these assets, you don't look at it like that.
No, so, I love her attitude, and I love the way this is written.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Because I have so many people that they they goof themselves up sometimes because they can't get past that little hang up. Like, I should drive there. You don't know. Now maps and things are getting so much better. And we joke about that. Last thing, you don't want to fall in love with it, you know, because that can happen.
Do you ever go shopping with somebody and they have to touch everything? They have to touch the fabric and the clothes that they're looking at.
Yes, and halfway, I think it's weird.
Halfway open the box for a small appliance and really, really look at it and touch it and tap it with their fingernail, see what it's made of.
Yes, and I think it's weird. None
of those people are in this business.
Something funny.
Do you ever have a contractor? Do you ever have a brother-in-law or something? Tell a story like this. I bought this house, and the guy half finished the kitchen, and I got a great deal on the house, and all these cabinets were put in wrong. I had to go in there myself because he says a sentence like this: "If you want a job done right, you've got to do it yourself."
I hate that saying.
It's ridiculous.
It's the most.
The cabinets are fine, man. You're missing the point here.
Oh my god. Yeah, I know, you're right.
That's the kind of, this is exactly the opposite of Heather here. Yeah. Exactly the opposite.
If you have that mentality, like I've got to do it all, you won't get ahead.
Yep.
You can't systemize it. You can't go forward because
right.
You do every job. So,
and you have to touch everything.
And you can never replace yourself. So you can only do the number of deals that you can handle. So you are sunk. That's it.
You failed before you start.
Exactly.
So, no, yeah, I answered the question.
Thank you.
If you have a question or if you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, millionaire and how to stay on top. This is the meat of the show. If there's one thing for sure, and I learned this from an old boss of mine, a brilliant guy, he said, no matter how on top you are, no matter if you're Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, if you have a virtual monopoly, there is always somebody who's younger and faster and smarter and has more time and more will and more energy coming up right behind you with a better mousetrap. So you never, ever can sit back and say, you know, I'm untouchable.
Right.
My concept is fantastic. I'm not going to tell anybody about it. I'm going to keep it all to myself, and I'm going to ride this wave right into the shore.
Yep.
That is maybe the worst thing you can do, especially this day and age when information is so readily available, and it's virtually cost nothing. I mean, almost close to nothing to start your own company.
Yep.
So what you want to do to stay on top is embrace these people, like what we've done with Land Academy. Jill and I could have never, ever turned these microphones on, or never gotten on the internet, and we could have bought and sold just as much real estate, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, more for sure.
Definitely more.
But that's not what we're doing.
No.
We're choosing to let people in if they want to come in and teach them how to do it for a bunch of reasons, and then eventually do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not getting any younger.
No.
I mean, Jill might be.
I'm trying.
If money can make you younger, Jill's spending it.
Oh. Put
it
that, that is a good investment. Absolutely. I agree. That's good.
You want me to just do the whole show today?
Yeah, would you? This is nice. I'm just going to weigh in on little comments. Thank you.
It's been a challenge for me recently in these shows to keep Jill on track. So I think that one of the things she's doing now is just she's not going to
coasting
come to the show.
Hi, here's how I stay on top. I coast like this show.
Worst advice I've ever heard.
No. Okay. I like that. But you know when you're describing this situation, Jack, and what that former boss said, all I could think of is how many airlines, because I spent many years in the airline industry, and I watched airlines come and go, and the ones that didn't make it were the ones that didn't embrace, they invested too much money in the wrong technology, or they invested too much money in that technology instead of embracing change, and they're not here. So like, I remember when the Southwest first came around, and the whole idea of not pre-reserved seats. I know this is kind of a weird example. You can tell me if this is a weird example, Jack, but this is makes sense to me.
No, I love where you're going with this. It's a perfect personal experience.
Yeah, so they came out with the not pre-reserved seats. I worked at American Airlines at the time, and the whole notion of not pre-reserved seats, who's going to like that?
It's like a bus.
That's ridiculous. No one's going to want that. Well, guess what? That worked. Worked great for them. And they made more money, especially right out of the gate, because they did not even bother investing in that technology. Well, it was too late for American and all the other legacy airlines because they already had all that money spent. So some of them, they're not here today. And employee costs, that's another huge one too. You know, the employee payroll tier and how many people it took to do X jobs versus Southwest over here. They had employees doing 2 and 3 different kind of jobs. They were cross-trained, much better use of their resources. And we couldn't possibly think that way. No.
So what I hear you saying is that they created a new way to deliver the same old service more efficiently and more interestingly for the customer and all that stuff. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. It's a perfect example.
Thank you. That's where I was going with that.
You know, Jill and I just don't buy and sell real estate anymore. Now we have companies like ParcelFact, or we have companies like that, you know, where you can research property really easily, or offers to owners, which is a really efficient way to get offers. This is not a commercial. It's just an example on the topic.
Right.
Where people can really easily and inexpensively get actual offers in the mail to owners with help all along the way. You know, we're upgrading our education system so that it's live personal training from Jill and I. In the beginning, it's going to be Jill and I specifically without any helpers. So we're doing that. That's new and fresh.
Jack, can I touch on that for a second?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful example because we've gone from print version, you know, we started with the ebook you wrote and everything, which grew into good old fashioned DVDs, which grew into now it's all online. We don't ship anything because that was older. We embraced and we're moving forward. And now we're moving forward with, all right, this is not even the latest and greatest technology. Now we have more things that we can do. It's better. Mm-hmm. Now we could do this totally online and we can have real classes with live people and us live.
Right.
You know, and it's going to come out. Jack and I are working on it now and it's probably going to launch. I mean, you could, by the end of this year, you could be signing up for this stuff and be in a class in January. And it's really us. And I mean, this is technology.
And we buy property together. So we're going to, you know, we send mailers out together. You do it.
You're going to see it happening right then. And you can go, hold on a moment. I have a question right then.
Or you're sending your own mailer out and we're looking at it saying, yeah, that this makes sense or no, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Right then. I mean, how cool is that going to be?
So
that's how you stay on top.
That is exactly right. So, and you just constantly are expanding your product line or the, what's the technical term? You're creating value, adding value to an already existing product.
Right. Like
we have a subscription model for our silver membership and we constantly add, without increasing the price at all, constantly add stuff to that to make sure our existing subscribers are happy.
Right.
So that's how you stay on top and embrace the people. There are many people in our group that make more money than us buying and selling real estate. And those people I keep those people very close. They know who they are. Mm-hmm. We have them on the show sometimes. And I learn from them, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Yeah, that's a good point too, by the way.
You can't have an ego in this, any of this.
No.
You have to really embrace everybody's point of view. You can't sit around and say, I'm the guy on top. I have all the money.
Right. And I'm not going to listen to you because you're new. That's stupid.
Because you're young and stupid.
Exactly.
I'm better than you are. And so you can go home now.
Mm-mm. I love it.
The vast majority of people that I know who are very, very successful do it my way. But there's always somebody. There's always a crazy person at the end of the block. No matter how much money you have, by the way, there's still that crazy person at the end of the block. And it's worse because they're rich. I'm speaking from experience.
Do you know what's funny about that?
There's always one rich guy in all these groups that's like, ah, you're
stuck
wrong.
In their ways.
I'm right. You're wrong.
I know. Well, that's it kind of ties in loosely, I think, to our whole big vision for you and I is changing the way people buy and sell real estate.
Right.
I mean, there's so many people out there hung up on that. You know, that's another thing. If you could just step aside and realize there's better ways to do these things, it's not 1972 anymore. You don't need to hire a real estate agent who wears a gold jacket. And that's it. You know, no matter what what interest or whatever percentage you negotiate, that's still not the only way.
We live in the greatest time that there ever was in the history of man, in my opinion. Every single answer to every single question is in your pocket on your smartphone. If you want to start a company? Go start one. You're about $45 away from having your own company. You want to get credit to take credit cards online? Go for it. Yeah. It doesn't cost anything. You want to put up a website and sell stuff? It costs about $50 to do that.
I love it. No,
Wait, you want to? It costs too much? Where do you buy that stuff? There's this place
Research.
Called China.
Yep, you'll find it. There's a market for things everywhere.
It's truly. So, you know, I see this on Facebook, and it really, I see this stuff in the NFL, and I see a lot of things happening where people are really anti. I see a lot of anti-ness, especially from this really young generation. I'm going to rant for a second. And the fact is this. We live in the single greatest, I don't know if we have a good politician leader. I don't care about that. But I do know this. We live in the greatest time in the history of man. Ever. Yeah. The history of human race.
Bringing a tear to my paycheck.
I just saw.
Say, can you
stop.
Sorry.
This is not a political rant.
Just kidding.
I'm not.
Just totally kidding.
Joe and I, before the show, we watched stand-up comedy to get ourselves in a good mood.
I love it, Jack. You just have to get up and do it.
Another comedian said that he was on an airplane recently, and the guy next to him, for whatever reason, the Wi-Fi in the airplane wasn't working, and that guy just blew his top. He's like, Wi-Fi. I can't go through this 3-hour flight without Wi-Fi. He's blowing a stop. And the comedian says, stop. You're sitting in the air flying.
Right.
All right. Wi-Fi, it doesn't go to the satellite back and properly. The fact that this technology even works for 1 second of your life is fantastic.
You're right.
So we all need to take a big deep breath and really maybe just concentrate on making our lives better and
embracing. You got to embrace change.
Well, you know, I'm all for protesting and sticking your middle finger up, but let's concentrate on making our lives better and our family lives better. Mm-hmm. Our family's life better too, you know?
Exactly.
Wow, that turned into a rant.
Yeah, woo. Trying to bring it back in. Just
next
kidding.
Maybe on the next show you can.
Maybe. I could bring it.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss millionaire. What do you actually own when you're on top?
And we answer Marcy's question about why handwriting letters is not the best way to go.
Oh, Marcy, I like it already.
Well,
you are not alone in your real estate ambition. Great show, Joe.
Did I
go too far?
No, it was really good. So I love your how to stay on top. I mean, that's if you can't take a step back and get outside of your own head and embrace what we got going on right now and what's available to us, you're missing it. And I do sometimes I have to catch myself. Honestly, I have younger people on our staff, younger members, and they bring some ideas. And my original gut is like, oh, that'll never work. And then I have to remind myself, going, well, wait a minute. They just said they tested it 3 times and it did work. And I'm like, all right, I need to look at this then. And they might be right.
Right.
And that's it. It's great.
Hey, like our show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you're listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.